इति संप्रश्न संवृष्ट विप्राण रौमहर्षणि प्रतिपूज्य वचस्तेषां प्रवक्तुम् उपचक्रमे व्यास उवाच इति संप्रश्न संवृष्ट विप्राण रौमहर्षणि प्रतिपूज्य वचस्तेषां प्रतिपूज्य प्रतिपूज्य मीन्स थैंक यू आई थिंक What's the meaning?
After thanking.
In that word, long and short letters have to be carefully seen. You know? Prati, ti is short. And pu, pujya is long, you know. So, if you pronounce it clearly, then it fits into, you know. Prati pujya vachastesham.
Prati pujya vachastesham.
Pravaktum. Upachakrame. They're all short, you know. So if you pronounce correctly, then lyrics slowly will follow. There is no need of learning the lyric. It's already inbuilt, you know. Vyasavacha.
Vyasavacha.
Iti samprashna samvrishto.
Iti samprashna samvrishto.
Pratipuja vachastesham.
Pratipuja vachastesham.
I'm sorry. Vipranam Raumaharshane.
Vipranam Raumaharshane.
Vyasavacha.
Vyasavacha.
Iti samprashna samvrishto.
Iti samprashna samvrishto.
Vipranam Raumaharshane.
Vipranam Raumaharshane.
प्रतिपूज्य वचस्तेषां प्रवक्तुम् उपचक्रमे इति इति
Thus,
Sankrishna,
perfect inquiries,
Sambhishtaha,
perfectly satisfied,
Vipranam,
of the sages there, Raumaharshini,
the son of Raumaharshana,
namely Ugrashrava. Pratipujya.
After thanking them.
Vachaha.
Words.
Tesham.
There.
Pravattum.
To reply to them.
Upachakrame.
Attempted.
In the previous chapter, he asked so many questions. You know? There are nearly six different questions. And now he is very satisfied to hear those inquiries. Why was he satisfied? Because all the questions were pertaining to the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. So the practical instruction from this is to be derived that anything we do, if it is connected to Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna, then the return is satisfaction. So our lives should be organized in this way. And it comes to the third offense, you know, we should not misunderstand it. That to disobey the spiritual master. There is no other order from the spiritual master except to perform the sincere devotional service. So if you don't perform the sincere devotional service, that is disobedience to the spiritual master and the parampara and whatever it is. So this is only one order from spiritual master. He should not take disadvantage of giving other orders. And the disciple should not misunderstand this offense. Otherwise, we may concoct so many things, you know. As soon as you go away from Krishna, the concoction starts. So the orders must be pertaining to Krishna. This is the main thing. And if you don't perform the devotional service, then it is disobedience to the Lord also, because He also says, Satatam Kirtayantamam. So that is the perfect inquiry. That is the perfect order and that is the perfect obedience. So we should not stretch this offense to some other thing. You know? So please be careful. that always we should obey in this respect, that the guide or whatever you call him should not deviate from this point, that the disciples must be very serious about this devotional service. And if we perform devotional services seriously and sincerely, all other things are the byproducts. Even the temples and centers and everything is surrounds around this, you know. We had been to Bangalore and he has constructed a very big temple. But he was telling that it's the manifestation of Nam Sankirtan, because they chant very nicely after Mangalarti. So everything comes from it, provided we are sincere. You know? This is the main purport of this verse. You know? Vyasa uvacha iti samprashna samvrishto.
Iti samprashna samvrishto.
Prashna means enquiry, and samprashna means perfect enquiry. And when everything becomes perfect, when it is connected to Krishna. So our whole life should be connected. We should mold our lives in this way, that day and night we should remember him. That is the perfection. Otherwise it is ordinary prashna. Prashna means enquiry. But as soon as it becomes some prashna, then it becomes a perfect enquiry. And perfect enquiry is not any other enquiry except to the confidential matters of Sri Krishna. And it is very easy that he is the main attracting force, and because he attracts all the living entities, he is known as Krishna. You know, if there is a magnet in the middle of the room, the iron pieces may be under the harmonium or under the cupboard or may be lying somewhere. They all are attracted to the magnet because the magnet is very powerful. So we are the iron pieces lying around in so many dirty places. But the magnet is in between. And so, whichever condition we may be, nirkadavyuddharamiyam, from our hellish life, we are completely liberated and we are attracted to the magnet. This is the main thing. And then it becomes samprashna. And then he thanks to those people that who are inquiring about Krishna. They are not inquiring about anything else. So our inquiries, please, we have to be very careful about the inquiries. And always the pointed attention in our inquiry should be Krishna. As soon as our attention is diverted 100% to Krishna, then the rest of the things, prakritehe kriyamananiyam, it's according to the rules of the material nature and three modes of material nature, and it just go on. What is that verse? It's beautiful. Prakriter guna sammuda sajjante guna karmasu. Prakriter guna sammuda. Prakriti is including in these three modes of material nature. You know, we know the creation. When the creation, it was the will of the Lord to create, then the Mahatvata cloud was formed in the eternal sky. And it was just lying there with all the ingredients. But there was no agitation. So Krishna wanted to agitate it. Unless there is agitation, there won't be any activity. So he added two things to it. That was these modes of material nature, number one, and the time element. And because of the time element and because of these modes, there was agitation in Mahatvata. And as soon as there was agitation, so many creations started coming out through Brahma, through Garbhodak Shai Vishnu. So this is how we know the root of the material manifestation is modes of material nature and the time. So this is the main reason of the agitation. So if you can get out of the modes of material nature, and if you can recognize the highest authority of time, then the life will be sublime. Both of these, the ordinary mass miss. They don't recognize the time. The time slips away, you know. If you don't get up early in the morning, it's gone. You cannot catch that time again. So time slips away. It is not under our control, because it is Krishna's main weapon. So Krishna cannot be under our control. And because Krishna is not under our control, his weapon is also not under our control. And unknowingly slips away. So many years have gone, and again so many will go away, and the time will do its own work. So once we understand this, and get out of the modes of material nature, then our life will be happy. As soon as we are victimized by the modes, then we don't inquire about Krishna, then we inquire about so many other things. So this is how our tradition, family tradition, should depend upon these things. And it was, you know, before 50, 60 years, it was very nice, you know. So there was no difficulty at all. But as we proceeded and as we are enamored by the so-called advancement, we are losing the touch of Krishna. The more you become advanced, the more we lose the touch of Krishna. And you should never lose Krishna. So this is the main instruction of this inquiry. And if the inquiries are like this, then they are satisfied, you know. What is it? Satisfaction of the... What is the word? Samrushtas. Rushta. Rushta means to become happy, you know. There is rushta. And samrushta, sam again. And prashna and samprashna. Rushta and samrushta. See, the sam is added to this word. And sam is the equal behavior with everybody. As if we are him, her, you know. So that sentence we remember, Christ's sentence, that we should not do anybody that thing which we don't want us to, some others to do. You know, what was that?
Do unto others.
Do unto others.
As you
would have.
As you
would have.
As you would have.
Others would have. Yeah, others. It's very nice. Do unto others as you would have. Others, what is it?
Do
unto you. So this is how all these essences, they are taken from Vedic culture. You know, the main gift of the Vedic culture to the world, whole world, there may be other faiths, you know, but the main donation from the Vedic culture to the world is about God. When the question of God comes, everybody points out like this. Mohammedans also say that. Christians also say, nobody says like this. This is the gift of Vedic culture. Because we very well know that there is our planetary system and there are three parts in it, lower planetary, middle planetary and higher planetary. And then above that there are heavenly planets. And then above that there is Satyaloka, the Brahma's planet. And above that there is a Vaikuntha's planet in the spiritual world. And above the Vaikuntha planet there is a Goloka Vrindavan. And he is situated in Golagundava. So everybody points out. We know that God's residence is higher. So nobody points out the finger like this. Otherwise, Muslims, they do all opposite things. You know, we have Shikha, they have beards. Completely opposite. You know? We worship the murtis, they worship the wall. You go into their darga, there is only wall. So they are completely opposite to Hindus. But this they can't do it. Otherwise they could have said that our God is downstairs. But Vedic culture stops this. This knowledge is in that finger. They don't know that they are following Vedic culture. Unknowingly they follow the Vedic culture. So this perfection is always about His will. As soon as you follow, you cooperate with Him, then your life becomes sublime and very happy and very happy. What is there in lower modes or... it's simply a waste of time. You know. This is how Bhagavatam directs us to the right point. And that's why it is known as Ekam Jnanam Parigiyate. This is Ek Jnana. So only one, you know, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, Ekeha Kurunanda. Vyavasayatmika Buddhi means determination towards this, towards Krishna, is only one. But as soon as you lose the touch of Krishna, one, then you have to move about in so many branches, you know. That there is electronic, there is electrical engineering is there, and there is nonsense engineering is there, and construction, structural, where is that structural? No, that our...
Structure.
Yeah, in the dream he is structuring now. So this is how we lose the contact and we lay in the bed then. As soon as there is no... Otherwise, what forces us to get up at 4 o'clock? there is no nothing else. We don't get any money. We are coming here, and there is not that you are getting for our $25 or $100 or whatever. Nothing is available here. But the bliss cannot be bought in the market, and that is available here. And bliss is the only result if you go in the right direction. You know? Suppose we want to go to a certain city, Kuala Lumpur or whatever it is, then you have to catch a highway to go to Kuala Lumpur. And once you are on highway, you may go with full speed or you may be slow, but you are satisfied that I am on my highway, and sooner or later I will arrive Kuala Lumpur. But if you take any other way, then you are not satisfied at all. This is the condition of the society. So please come to this right point, and this is how we should try to study each verse and try to derive the practical instruction from it, coupled with our experience, daily experiences. And this is the assimilation, you know. This is how you assimilate, ascertain everything. And those are the two verses next, you know. And that is Brahmalaya Santa. Yam pravrajantam, anupetam, apetakrityam, dvaipayano, virahakatara ajuhava, putreti tanmayataya, tarabo vinedus, tam sarvabhuta hridayam hridayam munimanatosmi
munimanatosmi
yasvanubhavam
yasvanubhavam
akhila
akhila
shruti saramekam
shruti saramekam
adhyatmadipam
adhyatmadipam
atiti tirshatam tamondam
atiti tirshatam tamondam
samsarinam
karunaya
karunaya
purana guhyam
tam vyasasunam upayami gurum muninam
upayami gurum
Narayanam namaskritya
Narayanam namaskritya
Naram chaiva narottamam
Naram chaiva narottamam
Devim Saraswatim Vyasam
Devim Saraswatim Vyasam
Tato jayam udhirai
Tato jayam udhirai
Munayah sadhu prushtoham
Munayah sadhu prushtoham
Bhavat virloka mangalam
Bhavat virloka mangalam
Yad krutah krishna samprashnau
Yad krutah krishna samprashnau
Enatma yayat is enatma enatma suprasidati
enatma suprasidati
savai pusam paro dharmo
savai pusam paro dharmo
yato bhakti radokshaje
yato bhakti radokshaje
ahaitukiya pratihata
ahaitukiya pratihata
yayatma suprasidati
yayatma suprasidati
next Dharma Vasudeve Bhagavati
Vasudeve Bhagavati
Bhakti Yoga Prayojita
Bhakti Yoga Prayojita
Janeti Ashu Vairagyam
Janeti Ashu Vairagyam
Jnanam Chayadaitukam
Jnanam Chayadaitukam
Dharma Sanushtita Pumsam
Dharma Sanushtita Pumsam
Vishvaksena Katasuya
Vishvaksena Katasuya
Nautpadaya Dhiratim Shramaeva hi kevalam
Shramaeva hi kevalam
The next one is ninth now, you know. Dharmasya hi apavargasya
Dharmasya hi apavargasya
Nartortaya upakalpate
Nartortaya upakalpate
Nartasya dharmaikantasya
Nartasya dharmaikantasya
Kamo labhaya hi smrutaha
Kamo labhaya hi smrutaha
Kamasya nendriya pritir labho
Kamasya nendriya pritir labho
Kamasya nendriya pritir labho
Kamasya nendriya pritir labho
I am sorry Kamasanendriya-pritir Labo jiveta yavata Jivasya-tattva-jidnyasa Nartho-yascheha-karma-bhi This last line gives us the main occupation of our existence as a human being, you know. Jivasya tattva jidnyasa, you know. Jidnyasa, what is the meaning of jidnyasa?
Inquiries,
you know. It's more than that, you know, more than the inquiries. Inquiries of the road also, that I want to go to all sorts of road. So how to go? That is also inquiry. But it is not jidnyasa. Jidnyasa means there is something sublime existing and we want to inquire it again and again. We know it. We are part and parcel of it. But we are very inquisitive. You know, that is the meaning of jidnyasa. And it should be about tattva. You know, vastu in the second chapter, in the second verse of first chapter of fourth canto in Bhagavatam, that second line of the second verse is very important. What is Vedyam Vastu, Mantra Vastu, Shavadam? Is Vastu. Vastu is Tattva. And this is Jivasya, you know? Jivasya. We are all Jivas. So Jivasya main occupation should be Tattva Jidnyasa. Unless we come to this position, our life becomes useless. Mogam Parthasa Jivita. And now the question comes before us, that how to do it? You know, because we have to go to work and we have to do so many things. So the other side of the Tattva Jigyasa is that whatever work we are doing, we should be expert in that. I mean to say we should be very honest in that. You know, we should not shirk our responsibility. That is the quality of the devotee. Devotee is perfect in all respects. Because everything we are dealing is the energy of Krishna. Now we have learned after so many years through Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and so many other scriptures. We must know this, that whatever we are dealing with is energy of Krishna. And so we should handle it very carefully. You get up early in the morning, before you come to Mangala Arati, your clothes must be on the string. That is Bhagavan, that is devotional service. If you are lazy in that, then you, however you try to chant, however you try to read Bhagavatam, you will not understand it. Because you are not careful. As soon as you become a bit careless, devotional service vanishes. I am seeing that since last 2-3 days, few people are here. But I am inside, and you are not doing anything. And because you are not doing anything, then you speak unnecessarily, you scream unnecessarily, and you wait for cooking, and then take prasadam, again you dance. So this is not our way. If you want to be with me, you have to be very careful. You have taken days off from your regular work. So why have you taken days off? Just to enjoy Devi's play? This is the main thing to be done. We should be devoted throughout. That we don't understand. This we understand that Jivasya Tattva Jidnyasa Na Artha Yaha Cha Yaha Karma Bhi. Iya means in this on this planet. There is no other karma for us. And if there is no other karma, then should we not utilize, if you are working, you will work very seriously then. Otherwise, they will drive you out if you are not working. Here also, our work, you are taken off from your normal work, and you should employ these things to these scriptures. You try to understand these verses. And we are learning these verses. And you cannot learn unless you meditate on it. You know? And if you don't learn, then what's the use? It's better that you go and work outside. This is the main thing to believe. We have to be serious about the whole situation, what we are doing. We may have different desires. That is not normal. If there are no desires, then it's surprising. If there are a variety of desires, we are alive, you know. And because we are alive, we have desires. The dead man doesn't want. Dead man doesn't try to afford millions of dollars. Because we are alive, so we have been so many desires in nature. But that is the sign of the life. But by sanely coming to Krishna, we divert everything. The Lord is standing here, and in front of it we are screaming, shouting, and we don't respect him. We don't think that he is there really, and that's why we behave rashly. Some or the other, we should become very sober, so that this could be applied to all our activities, whether and the material activities also. If you apply your spiritual knowledge and the foundation is spiritual, the material activity also becomes a spiritual activity. You know, so please don't enjoy here, but enjoy these things. And if you habituate yourself that you 24 hours a day, either you are working for your maintenance or you are doing this. This is how the day should be utilized. There are two things of the same coin, you know. On one side you have to work for your maintenance and whatever it is. The other side, you have to be very careful about these things. Those who are not careful either, they will sleep and the time will slip out, you know. Sleep means S-L-E-E-P and the time S-L-I-P slips. You know, time, you can never hold it. It's very nicely there, either you use it or lose it. So use it in tattva jidnyasa. And how to use it 24 hours a day? That your work, material work, should be spiritualized by getting sincerity into it. Where the workers are not sincere. They are not sincere. They just work for some, earning some lakshmi, you know. And because of their sincerity, it's completely absent. If your boss sees that you are very sincere, you won't have any difficulty. And that is your devotional service. You know, there was in Gujarat, in Saurashtra, it was an earthen pot maker, you know. And his name was Gora Kumbhar. Kumbhar means earthen pot maker. And he was doing his job, making earthen pots. You know. That was his maintenance work. But he was so very engrossed in the work and to Krishna, that through it he got liberation. There was one barber, he was just shaving everybody's head. And he was cleaning everybody's head. And his heart was completely dirty. So shaving others, he wanted to clean himself. And he was liberated from the Sena Nai. Sena. His name was Sena, the barber. He got liberation from shaving others. So better start shaving, you know, maybe become a barber. This is how, whatever work we are doing, through that work we get the liberation. And that is spiritualization of the material activities. And as soon as you learn the art of spiritual, yoga karma su kaushalam, he says, buddhi uptahi, you know, what is it? Buddhi uptahi from the combination, huh? Janmavandhani uptahi, the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Yoga karma su kaushalam is tasmad yoga yujyasva yoga karma su kaushalam. I can't remember. You go to the second chapter. The verses should be about 55. Let me see. No, it's not 55. Bit behind it, isn't it? Yes. Buddhi yukto jahati ka. उपे सुकृत दुष्कृते तस्माद् युगा युज्यस्व योग कर्मसु कौशलम् वी आर स्टडिंग ऑन योग दिस पॉइंट शुड बी स्ट्रेस्ड योग कर्मसु कौशलम् एंड द सेम थिंग इज डिस्क्राइब्ड हियर एज तत्व जिज्ञासा नार्थो यश्च यः कर्मभिः देर इज नो अदर मीनिंग टू अवर कर्मास एक्सेप्ट दिस एंड दैट इज प्रैक्टिकल इंस्ट्रक्शन अ मैन एंगेज्ड इन डिवोशनल सर्विस rids himself of both good and bad actions, even in this life. Therefore, strive for yoga, which is the art of all your work. Yoga, karmasu kaushalam, which is the art. Kaushal means art. And of all the karma, it doesn't matter what karma you are doing. Karmas may differ. At the moment you are 30 years old or 25 years old or whatever it is. So either you are in brahmacharya ashram or grihastha ashram, or according to ashram, the karmas will differ, but it doesn't matter at all. But whenever you try to go to that karma, whichever your karma may be, karmas always differ. So whatever karma you are doing, is the art of all work is to link those karma to the service of Krishna. And then, if we are doing service of Krishna, how carefully we do, you know? How carefully we do, that we arrange everything nicely, gardens are there, dance in front of him. It's all very careful work we are doing. The same way, you should not forget this carefulness. If you become careless in your activities, then you are not a devotee. That is the main thing. Don't be careless in your daily activities. Every activity should be immaculate. That is our perfection really. We try. Many times we may fail here and there. But this should be our goal. That whatever activity we do should be completely perfect. Then the results are up to him. We may perform the karma, and the results we have to wait for. You know, the boys or girls, they study and they work very hard and they appear for the examination. And then after the examination, they wait for the result. So then that time they pray that we must pass. Somehow or the other, he arranges and whatever the result comes, it is his grace. You know, this is how we should go. You know, I was very young. It's not my praise. But this is how the living entity tries. This is our birth samskaras, you know. From birth we have taken this. So I was in fourth standard somewhere in a primary school. And I was very much worried that I may fail and my name will be completely gone. So somehow or other I appeared in the examination and I was very much afraid. So didn't know really what to do. So there was nothing else I can do. I couldn't go to the teachers and force them to put more mark on the answer paper or something. So nothing I could do. So in that young age I thought, what is to be done? So I was seeing all the elders and everybody in the difficulty they were praying, you know. So I didn't know anything, but Ram's name was there. So we were sleeping on the terrace, you know. It was summer after the examination. In the summer holidays were there. And I don't know how, but somehow or the other I used to get up very early in the morning. And I couldn't leave my bed. So I was covering my head. And Ram, 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 Ram. He was very afraid. The fear gave me very nice devotion to Ram. And to my surprise I passed. So this is not the crude example, but somehow or the other a child gets this from the family traditions, and that should be introduced so that all our work is running after tattva jigyasa. Na arthaha yaha cha iha. It's very nice words we are discussing. Eh? Na arthaha. There is no other purpose. There is no other word. Yaha, those people. Cha definitely is, you know. And iha means in this life. Karma be to our karmas. If they are not connected, if they are not sincerely perform, then those karmas catch your neck and instead of being favorable to you, they become unfavorable. So this is to be understood in this version. Repeated. We complete 10 and then we stop. Yes. We were doing 9. Dharmasya pavargasya narthodhyayopakalpate narthasya dharmasya.